Welcome to our summer Sunday school. Here you will find a story, a question to help you think and chat about the story, and an activity based on the story, and sometimes a prayer too. So, welcome. Week 2, The Tall Tower. God looked. Something was happening in the land of Shinar. God listened, and this is what he heard. "Hey, you," called a tall man, "throw me a brick." "Here you go," snorted a short man, "and could you pass me that axe?" From all over the world they had come. Tall people, short people, fat people, thin people, all kinds of people. And they were building a tower. Up and up and up they went, stirring mortar, making bricks and hauling them high into the sky. It was a big job. It was hard work. And so it was a good thing they all spoke the same language. At least they could understand each other. God looked again. And God listened again. And this is what he heard. "Say," asked the fat man, "why are we building this tower anyway?" "It's simple," grinned a thin man. "When we are finished, this will be the tallest tower in the whole world. People will pass by, look at it and be amazed, and will be more famous than the greatest king, will be more important than God himself." Now, when God heard that, he jumped. And then he smiled. "More important than me," he chuckled. "We'll see about that." That's when God decided to play the world's first trick. Did he wave his hand? Did he say some special words? Or did he just think it into happening? No one knows. But the next time God listened, this is what he heard. "Hey, you," called the tall man, "pass me some mortar." "Fort what?" snorted the short man. "Hort mortar portal," which means something like, "What did you say? I can't understand you." God chuckled again. He was enjoying this, so he listened some more. "Excuse me," asked the fat man, "could I borrow your hammer?" But the thin man didn't have a clue what he meant. "Hop whoop," he asked, "flop bop a couple," which means something like, "What? You're not making sense." And so it was all over the tower. Instead of one language, there were suddenly hundreds. The workers couldn't understand each other. How could they go on? So down, down, down they climbed, dropping their tools as they went. And then they babbled off in every direction, leaving the tower half finished, half done. And whenever people passed by, they were not amazed. No, some sniggered, some pointed, and some even said, "Flep, nep, schlep, rapper, sep," which means something like, "See, those men weren't more important than God after all." The question this week to help you chat about the story is this. God's people are building a tower. In your mind or in your conversation, walk around a city that you know quite well. Or imagine some famous buildings in the world. What do those buildings and cityscapes say? What were their architects trying to say? So switch off the audio and have a think. Welcome back, and here is your activity for this week. Design a building that you think expresses God's glory.